much for being with us here today.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You are absolutely lovely. I've listened to one of your songs, regardless. I mean, the one with Rudimental on the internet the other day, and I was listening to you singing live this song, and I have to say, girl, you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And I hope we can see you on stage here in Romania soon, maybe at Untold Festival, maybe Never See Festival. We have so many awesome festivals here. And I wanted to ask, how much do you miss the live performances these days?
Oh, I really, really miss it. I'm like performing in my living room every night for my poor sister. My poor sister. She's like, we need to find you a stage to release some energy on. So yeah, I miss it so much. I cannot wait for festival season to be back. We've heard some news that maybe in the UK on the 21st of June, we'll be allowed to perform again and everything will open. But you just don't know. So you kind of keep your, you kind of have to hold your breath a bit, you know? Yeah,
fingers crossed. Exactly. So I want to talk about the mini album, Euphoric Sad Songs. It sounds really, really good, I have to say.
Thank you.
And we've been playing here in Romania like crazy. Secrets, regardless, we played Natalie Don't. I want to know, do you have a favorite song on the album?
Ooh. I think it depends what mood I'm in. But I love Natalie Don't, and I love All Dressed Up, which is like the guitar bat, is like the ballad one, yeah.
How was it to work on this album? Because I know it can be beautiful, but also very stressful.
Yeah, this album for me was, it's healing. So I called it Euphoric Sad Songs, and it's meant to be basically the stages of healing a broken heart or even grief, because I feel like we don't, because I feel like every song talks about heartbreak, we feel like heartbreak is some common thing, you know, that everyone goes through, which it is, but at the same time, it's one of the most isolating and like craziest feelings to deal with. And so I went through my first huge heartbreak and I woke up every day like crying. I was so sad. And then I just basically put all of these emotions into these songs as I got better and started processing the breakup. And so I'm really proud of it because it's personal. It's really personal. And I feel like people can feel that. And it's just really special to me that, you know, something horrible becomes something beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We could definitely feel it. And I have to say, you're a very, 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 very good artist. I mean, we can always feel the energy that you put in a song, and that's beautiful.
Don't set me off.
Let's not cry. I want to talk about the new song with Joel Corey and Mr. David Guetta. It's called Red.
Yes.
And it sounds really, really cool. How was it to work with the guys?
It was so good to work with these lads. I love both of them equally. David and I started the original idea, and then Joel heard it and then got involved and then helped build up the whole song. So it was a proper, you know, I've watched it go. It's taken quite a few months to get that song together. So I've watched it go from like little like idea to just this huge thing that's getting added to every radio. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. So it's really, really cool.
It's doing very well also on TikTok. Are you surprised by the power of this platform? It's literally creating hits. I mean,
I know, it's crazy. Do you know what it is? It's like now as an artist, you have to,
right?
Yeah, and this is the thing, because it's like now artists have so many jobs, because it's like you've got to create the music, you have to perform the music, you have to become a TikTok sensation now.
Yeah, it's crazy these days. I mean,
it is crazy. And you can't predict it either. You have songs from like 5 years ago catching a wave on TikTok and then becoming a huge hit. And it's like, what is going on?
It's like Mariah Carey. Like she
Yeah.
She put out that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then every time it's Christmas or something weird happens on TikTok, there's this trend. You're like, what is happening?
Just crazy.
But it's really
on Billboard every year. Can you imagine every year having one number one at Christmas time? That would be crazy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that is pretty amazing, I have to say. Yeah.
Nuts.
I want to take you back now to when you first heard a song of yours on the radio. Do you remember that moment or where you were?
I do, actually. I was in a driver's lesson. Mm-hmm. And so I was like 17, I think. And we were driving around London, Croydon to be specific, South London. And then I heard the radio DJ say, and this is a girl called Ray. I found her on SoundCloud and I really like this song, blah, blah, blah. And I was like screaming at my driving instructor. I was like, and it was such a random coincidence that it just happened to be when I was driving and the radio was on. It was amazing.
So, cool. So you did get your driver's license.
I did get my driver's license, yes. I love driving now. It's one of my favorite things to do. Just love it.
Do you binge watch any shows like the rest of us these days? Do you have a favorite show that you're watching right now?
Queen's Gambit.
Ah, lovely.
I'm obsessed. Huh?
Did you finish it?
Oh yeah, I've watched it 3 times. I've already watched it.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I loved it. Like, I really.
Yeah. So don't tell me anything. Okay.
I won't. But it's incredible, and you have to just keep going because it's just the last episode is my favorite.
But a favorite all-time show? Do you have like Friends or maybe something like that? Do you have something to watch when you want to go to a happy place?
I like Harry Potter. I like Marvel. Do you know, I like the Marvel movies a lot. That is my happy place. Superheroes. Yeah.
I love it. I know you love Disney songs because I stalked you on TikTok.
Hello.
So can you, only if you want to, sing for us just a tiny bit of a chorus of one of your favorite Disney songs? Maybe, I don't know, if you want to, only if you want to.
No, wait, let me try, let me see. I've just woken up, so bear in mind, this is literally my morning voice. Okay, should I just do it? I'll sing it soft. Okay. A whole new world, 100,000 other things, no one to tell it, okay. I don't know the words though, but there's my little snippet.
That was very nice. Brilliant. So 2021, how are you feeling about this year? Because 2020 was a good year for you.
Very 2020 good year. Was a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling really good. I'm working the hardest I've ever worked, I think ever in my life. Maybe that's just because it just feels like I am, but like literally every day I'm writing, doing this show, TV thing, this, I'm active. So it's really good. So now I'm writing, I think, and my first album, because Four Sad Songs was a mini album. It's going to be my first actual album. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm so excited. So, you know, the stakes are high. I'm all in. I'm trying to experiment with different sounds right now and figure out, you know, kind of what the stories are that I want to really tell people. So it's just so exciting. Planning. My dream is just to do a tour around Europe, and I would love to come to Romania, and I would just absolutely just die to just hear my music alive in other places other than the UK. Like, for me, that's absolutely nuts. We've never had that, I don't think. It's crazy. So it's so exciting.
How are you handling this pressure?
I am... How am I handling this pressure? Do you know what? You kind of have to just take it a day at a time. Sometimes you have good days. Sometimes you have days that are not yours and they're your calendar's day and you just have to just get on with it. But you know what it is? It's I've worked I've wanted to be an artist and a singer my whole life. Like, I was 11 years old, and in my school yearbook, it's like, I want to be an artist, you know? So I'm doing it now. So as hard as it is, and as intense as it gets sometimes, I'm living my dream. So I'm very happy.
It's beautiful when you wake up in the morning and realizing that you're doing exactly what you love. That must be very rewarding, isn't it?
Very nice. Very nice to feel like that, for sure.
I am extremely happy that you accepted our invitation today, and it was a pleasure to talk to you. I can't wait to have you here in the Kiss FM Romania studio one day.
Oh, I'm coming. Believe it. You heard it here first. I will make it to Romania.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much, Ray. You are wonderful, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Have a lovely day, my dear.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. Kisses. Bye.